Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Soccer is known as the world's most popular sport, with fans and players that touch pretty much every country. It brings people together, reminds us of community, and it's also an equalizer. The entry to play is simply a soccer ball, an interest in the ground. This weekend, Sac State welcomed more than two dozen countries to compete in a soccer tournament with a cause.
USA! USA!
The players have all experienced homelessness within the past year from countries spanning Australia, Italy, South Korea, Nigeria, Pakistan, and Brazil. The Homeless World Cup started 20 years ago and describes itself as a tournament with a purpose. Players, often traveling outside their home country for the first time ever, receive inspiration and support to change their own lives while changing perceptions and attitudes towards the global issue of homelessness. And this year is the first time in its 20-year history that the United States was selected as a host country, with competitions at Sacramento State this week. Finals are on Saturday, July 15th. Matthew Williams is with the Homeless World Cup and joins us now. Welcome.
Good morning, Vicky. Thank you for having me.
So let's get to the origin story. How and where did this start?
The best person to ask would probably be Mel Young, our co-founder and president. Mel is here, but he's at the stadium
right
now.
Week.
The action starts at 9 o'clock, so it's quite nice to be in a quiet interview room and away from the heat. Mel and a good friend of his, Harold Schmidt, were at a conference in 2001, and similar to your previous interviewee, they said, we need to do something about homelessness. There's not enough being done. And they were at a newspaper conference. A lot of European countries, homeless people will sell publications like The Big Issue, and they were involved and engaged. And over a beer, as these things tend to happen, they talked about involving sport. Sport, as you mentioned, has an impact. Sport, and especially soccer, as I've learned to say it over the past week.
Not football.
No, not
it's
not
on
yet.
The United States.
I know. So soccer, football, is a universal language. As you mentioned, anyone, you can make a ball, you can pick up a ball, you can use a tennis ball, you can use a mitre size 5 FIFA approved ball that we've got over there as well. So anyone can play football, anyone can enjoy the game and watch the game. And as you mentioned, it's here right now in the US, and the quality of the football is exceptional. So Mel and his colleague introduced the Homeless World Cup in 2003. It's actually our 20th year anniversary, but things are quite busy with the tournament right now. So we'll look at that when we get home. And they kicked off in Austria. Small amount of teams. There were 16. We've got 40 teams here in Sacramento. But we've got 72 global partners. So we're based in Edinburgh in the UK. But we've got partners, as you mentioned, that are here, but also that aren't here. It's a global organisation. We've got a global window into homelessness, and we use the wonderful game of football to talk about it. So we've been out of action for 4 years with COVID. So bouncing back in the US is good for us. The eyeballs on it is exceptional. And I think the 20th year is quite special to be doing here in the US.
What are the qualifications to play?
From a performance and playing point of view, there isn't one. So you don't have to have kicked a ball to come and play in this tournament. The rules are slightly different. It's 4-a-side, a bit like a basketball court in terms of size. So the rules really are our member countries, as we call them, the teams that are here. So Street Soccer USA, Street Soccer Scotland, Street Soccer Australia. Those guys are working all year round. They're connecting with homelessness charities in their countries. Homelessness is different in every country. In Pakistan, it could be a natural disaster. In the UK, it could be addiction. In the US, it could be mental health. So homelessness doesn't choose who it affects. So our players are isolated. When you're homeless, you're cut off from society. You haven't got the amenities that everyone else can get as well, like a shower and things like that. But playing football, again, you don't need to speak the same language. You don't need to particularly like your teammates sometimes as well, but you can play football and you become part of a team and you start communicating with people and you start talking about why that pass was bad or you shouldn't have missed that goal. And then that can lead on to, well, how's your day been? And it allows people to not feel isolated. And we are a very big reward for some people's hard work. So you need to be clean for a year before you come to the Homeless World Cup. You need to demonstrate spirit and principles which show that you are able to come and represent your country. And that's what it is. We have national anthems and our teams are kitted out. Portuguese FA give their team a kit. The Irish FA give them a cap. So, yes, they're homeless. They've been homeless. They've been at rock bottom. But right now we're celebrating them as individuals. And there's no better way than doing it on the soccer pitch.
Our reporter at Cap Radio, Chris Nichols, was there for, you know, the opening ceremony this weekend. And he spoke with some of the players. You know, as you mentioned, all of the players have experienced homelessness. One of them is Yuli Pineda. She's 18 years old. She experienced homelessness here in Sacramento. And we're going to listen to a part of her conversation with Chris Nichols about the life experiences that brought her to this point.
Well, when I lived in Honduras, I was 14 years old and I decided to come here, and I didn't have anyone who to come with, and I come by myself, and I walk here. I start walking from my house to here, and I was like 6 months in the road, so I didn't have a home, but there was a lot of people who helped me, and I thanks to God though, because I pray a lot when I was in the road, and he helped me a lot. He always put somebody on my road to help me, support me, and get me out.
14 and came here all on your own.
Yeah.
Wow. And then when you got here to the United States, did you have a home? Did you have?
Right now I am on foster care, but before I come to the foster care system, I was in the shelter, so I have been everywhere.
Yeah, and that's Yuli Pineda, who's now 18 years old, but made that pilgrimage, that walk herself when she was 14 from her country to here in California. I mean, you mentioned that, you know, there are so many different circumstances that create hopefully a temporary experience of being unhoused.
Yeah, and I think my buzzword of this week has been goosebumps. I've been getting goosebumps hearing players talking in the dining room, hearing them talking on the football pitch. And that's why we have the Homeless World Cup, to hear stories like that. We need to have a platform for people to talk about how they can turn their lives around, how they can face adversity, but still continue on that path. And what she mentioned about people being put in your path and the universe being there for you, I think this week is a celebration of that. The atmosphere over at campus is incredible. Mm. So we're in the dorms. Sac State is beautiful, and it feels like you're living in a movie, in a dream. And that's for me, who's someone who's well travelled. Some of our players have only just got passports. Some of our players haven't been on a plane, and bringing them together in this environment is great. And don't get me wrong, there's some rivals, so there's some quality on show. Mexico, Brazil, the men's USA team coached by Reed Fox pushed Mexico really hard yesterday and lost 4-3. Mexico are reigning champions, and that gets forgotten a bit sometimes because you've got all these amazing stories, but actually if you sit and watch the soccer on show, it's very impressive, and you can do that on our website. You can do that on our Facebook page as well, and you can come and watch it.
Right.
We would love to get some people into the stadium. Usually, we have our tournaments in city centres, so underneath the Eiffel Tower, Cape Town, on the beaches in Rio, and it disrupts people's day. People walk past and say, "What's happening over there?" And the conversation starts. The Homeless World Cup. I've not heard of that. These players are homeless, and they're doing this. So it's a conversation starter. So in the stadium, it's amazing for our players. But we're not getting that kind of public engagement. So please come along. It's free to watch. We're on in the evenings as of tomorrow. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then finals day, which is all of our teams have a chance to win a trophy. So all of our teams, you don't go home like the FIFA World Cup and you get knocked out and get sent home. So our teams stay till finals day. And on finals day, everyone has a chance to win a various award. And then the Homeless World Cup will be competed by our two best men's teams and our two best women's teams.
You know, we only have a minute left, but I want to end with another player that Chris Perfect. Nichols interviewed. This is Sienna Jackson, and she's 24 years old. She's experienced homelessness in Sacramento as well, but is now in stable housing with a pet. And she really gets to the heart of why soccer and this world tournament is so much more than competition in a game.
This exists, one, to bring cultures together who have all been through the same thing. Just because we're in the United States doesn't mean that there's not other countries that have been honestly through the exact same thing that you have. So this tournament really brings everybody together. It gives people an outlet if they're stressed, if they've had drug addictions, if they've had partner abuse, all that stuff. They're able to come and play a common game that's known around the world, to be able to communicate and relax and kind of, you know, take the ease off their shoulder a little bit. So it's a really nice feel, you know, to kind of be around everybody. And just, you know, even though we don't speak the same languages, we all understand what everybody has been through here, and we all have a level of respect for everybody. So I love what they're doing here for everybody.
And that is the perfect way to end. Matthew, thank you so much for joining us for a busy but fun week.
Thank you for having me.
Matthew Williams is with the Homeless World Cup. The Homeless World Cup is at Sac State this week. It is open to the public. And as Matthew mentioned, finals are on Saturday, July 15th. And that is Insight for today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.